views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
All right, welcome back, everybody. And this week we're talking about relationships and dealing with kids and dealing with sex and money and all that other good stuff that wraps up into it. And the biggest things that cause issues in relationships is about, well, not only being promiscuous, but also about, you know, lack of money. Money is usually a big thing. And also about who's taking care of the kids, because unfortunately, there's too many women who's responsible for taking care of the house, working full time, taking care of the laundry, taking care of the kids. And, you know, it's not in all relationships, but there are men who are also just as responsible. But on the most part, I'm saying on the most part, the women, because, and I'm going by my mother too, because my mother,
God bless your mother, she was a saint.
My mother, you know, worked full time. Yeah. She had dinner ready. She cooked. She cleaned. She took care of everything. And my father was just the worker, and he literally sat on his dupa a lot of times when it came to you know, the responsibilities of the house.
That stuff. Was the old way.
That was the old way. Yeah.
Old fashioned way. Yeah. The old fashioned way.
Yeah. And so because I had such compassion for my mom, I made it within myself, wanting to help my mother around the house. So I try to clean the house as much as possible, even as a younger person, because my father would give my mother crap if the house wasn't cleaned a certain way or whatever. And my father was a slob. So I was, you know, I had a lot of biffs with my father, a lot of biffs. And, but, you know, I mean, overall we managed, you know, and, but it's difficult in
but
some.
But you've learned many lessons.
Yeah.
From that.
You know what? I wrote in my post, with my Facebook post, that when you're going through experiences in life, just because you didn't have positive experiences doesn't mean that your moves and efforts were wasted, were wasted time or wasted effort. Because even when you go try to accomplish something, or when you're dating, all right, and things aren't working out in your favor, what you're doing is through those experiencing, you're finding what you want and what you don't want. You're finding out what love is not, as well as, you know, what love is.
That's right.
You know, so it's not wasted time and energy, as you might think, like, oh, my God, I can't believe I went out on a date, or I can't believe I went into this job, or I can't believe this and I can't believe that. But a lot of times when you go through these hard experiences, it toughens you up. It makes you sharper, makes you stronger, makes you more secure, rather than everything yes. always going your way. And
you're right. You're absolutely right. I want to tell you what's another big factor between a married couple. You start off and you start, let's say you're the perfect couple. You start off, you both have really good jobs. You just got married. You have a beautiful home and it's time for children. So you make the effort and you make the decision to have the child. Then all of a sudden the child is now the focus of your whole entire world. And that could bring tension between your relationship, because now at 2 o'clock in the morning, instead of loving each other and making love, you're now bottle feeding or breastfeeding the baby.
Or it's like, who's going to get up to take
exactly.
care of the child?
And then as they get older, there are challenges in parenting. I feel one way about parenting, you feel another way about parenting, and so there's a conflict between husband and wife there.
Right. If the other person who's being the disciplinarian with the children and the other spouse is not supporting that,
yes,
then there is a major, major problem and major mixed signals here, which also causes a lot of grief within a relationship.
Yes.
And that's not healthy at all. Now, I feel like one of the biggest mistakes that people might make is that when there is a couple having problems or having trouble, whether you have kids or you don't have kids, if you're looking to have a child only because you feel like you want to save the marriage or save the family, bringing a child in with all that heavy duty responsibility, or hoping that, you know, it will bring you together or bond you together. This isn't like Jesus Christ being brought into your family or right. Moses or whoever. You know, this is a child that needs 24-hour care and nurturing.
It'll tax your marriage.
Yeah, it will be draining on the marriage. Yeah. And there's going to be great moments. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
There are plenty of times where people were like, oh my God, I can't believe I'm pregnant. Or they get into a depression or their teenage pregnancy, or they already have, you know, 55 kids and now there's another one, or we're not making enough money. And somehow when the child is born, you make it happen and this child ends up being the love of your life and you just make it work. But of course, there's a lot of stress involved also.
Yeah.
And so it's all about, you know, balancing out the responsibilities
and keeping things in perspective.
When you say keeping things into perspective, like in what? Like follow up.
In other words, keeping things into perspective for me would mean make sure that you delegate your time properly. You listen to your partner. You discuss parenting. You don't allow the child to take first place in your life, because remember one thing: when that child grows up and goes away, you're still with your spouse.
You're about to say you're stuck with your spouse.
Whoops.
You are stuck. You hear me?
So
ball
stuck.
And chain. You are stuck, bound, gagged.
But it's the truth. You are still with your spouse. So remember that. Keep that in mind, that no matter how much you love your child, and believe me, nobody could love their children more than I do. Believe me. But I always kept a perspective that I will do everything in my power to do everything for my children, but I will not go against my husband for that.
When you say go against your husband, meaning what?
In other words, let's say the child says, oh, I want a computer. And if I don't have a computer, I'm not going to go to school, or I'm not going to use a notebook. So you go over to your husband and you say, little Johnny needs a computer, a laptop. And your husband says, no, I don't think he's old enough to have the responsibility of having a $2,500 computer, a laptop. And then you say, well, oh, I think you're wrong. And then you start an argument. All right. And then let's say it ends there and you go out and you buy the child yourself without the blessing of your spouse, this laptop. Now you're making friction between you and your husband, and you're indulging your child in something that really should have been a joint decision with you and your spouse.
And what happens is that the child knows this, and the child will start manipulating both parents to be one up against one another, and that the child always has two chances to get whatever it is they want.
That's exactly right.
You know, unless if you train the child at an early age that when mommy says no, guess what? Daddy says no too. Or if daddy says yes, then mommy will say yes too. But there's got to be a mutual agreement. And a lot of times it does not work out that way, which causes a lot of problems and breakups because it happens to be over children.
Yes.
So either it could be a very embracing experience or it could be a very challenging experience.
Yes. I'm going to tell you something.
Tell me something.
That this is very personal. And it's a good thing only you and I are listening.
That's right. Because we don't have an audience. Go ahead.
So when my first daughter was born, my husband is an only child. So, of course, he was spoiled rotten. And he was never in the company of children. He always was in the company of adults. So when my first daughter was born, he was jealous of the baby. He was jealous that I was devoting so much time to the child. He was literally jealous of me loving that child the way I did.
And that she was breastfeeding and he wasn't.
Well, that's not so true. No, but he actually, and he told me, he did tell me that he was jealous of the baby. And we fixed it. We fixed the problem.
So you had one day with her.
I said, well, you know what? You'll take the 2 o'clock meeting. And then we'll give the bottle to the baby at 2 o'clock. No, but we did fix it. And I had to reassure him, an adult now. I had to reassure him that it was a different kind of love, that your love, the love I have for you, is so much different than the love I have for my child. And it shouldn't even be compared.
Yeah, that's really bad. And a lot of times people do get jealous of, their children's relationships with their parents one way or the other. And it's a shame. And there are times where, like with my father, the only time he very rarely wanted to be bothered with anybody. He would go home, he'd sit down, watch his TV or read his newspaper. And while everyone's intermingling, he would just be set aside and in his own little world.
Wow.
And a lot of people do that. Yeah. I mean, it's great when
my husband's father was like just like that.
Yeah.
Yes, my father-in-law.
And it's like when it was convenient for him or whatnot, he'd want to kibitz around, which means to joke around. You know, all right, fine and dandy. It was great, and it was such a novelty when my father was like that. But he wasn't like that a lot. It's funny when, you know, I understand we have to go to a break soon, but what happens is that, you know, when you're having a conversation with somebody and the other person listens to a half-assed conversation and starts intermingling and they don't even hear the whole conversation and they're making comments that make no sense to what the conversation is.
Exactly.
So, all right, everybody. Well, listen, stick around because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
To the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
If we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Awaken to your radiant, authentic self. For over 15 years, Soul Purpose Advocate Nancy Monson has been focused on leading change in the lives of those looking to live their true purpose. She is devoted to supporting people in living a soul-directed life every day. Let Nancy help you overcome fear, worry, and doubt. Visit everydayspirituality.com to learn how Nancy can be your Soul Purpose Advocate.
A child psychologist in school. All right, there you go. I hope all of you love the Beatles as much as we do, because I am a Beatles fanatic.
And so I love
it. I was just telling Sky off the air that, you know, I'm so proud of my daughter. She graduated college, and it's a struggle for her because she has a hard time with school, but she pushed and pushed and pushed, and she finally did it, and I'm very proud of her. And I had a great time. That was just last Saturday, just this past Saturday. And, you know, she's 23 years old, and I'm very proud of her. And and if you go to my Facebook, Artie Hoffman, you'll see pictures with me and my daughter. And again, it was a lot of fun. And I was just telling Sky that later on that day, you know, while I was in Pennsylvania, my friend Bobby and I, we went to Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
That is so cool.
And we went to the Sands Casino, and just on a whim, you know, we went to the box office just to see if there was any performances going on. And it just so happens that Joe Piscopo was performing that night, and we made it just on time. And he was doing Frank Sinatra, because it was his 100th birthday that day on December 12th.
Yes.
And had the best time. And Joe Piscopo, let me tell you something. He is a dynamite performer. He sounded exactly like Frank Sinatra. He was talking about all his funny stories when he met Frank Sinatra, when he met Dean Martin and Sammy Davis Jr. He was talking about his Saturday Night Live days with Eddie Murphy and all the other cronies of that time.
He was always great.
And he's incredibly funny, very personable. He had lots of funny stories, lots of funny jokes. And this guy is so incredibly talented. Joe Piscopo plays the drums like he's an all-out rock star.
Wow.
He plays the piano like a concert pianist. He could play the guitar. He plays the saxophone. And he was just all over the place. And he is so graceful, because during his performance, you know, people were making like cute comments out to him.
Yeah.
So he would go out to the audience and they would want to take pictures of him. So he would allow selfie pictures with some of the audience members.
Aww.
And let me tell you something. He's just exceptionally talented. So if you ever have the pleasure of seeing Joe Piscopo perform. All right. Again, this is a fellow who did Saturday Night Live and all. He was great. He was also in the movie, not Goodfellas. He was in The Jersey Guys, I think, or Wise Guys. That's it.
Wise Guys.
He was in Wise Guys with, what's his name, Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
Which was a very funny movie way back in the day. So you should check it out. And it was a blast. I had a really good time. Then we gambled a little bit. We ate. And I even saw a movie that day. So Saturday was a really, really cool day. And Sky, if somebody wants a private reading from you.
Yes, if somebody would like a private reading, and we could do it in person or over the phone, because it's absolutely the same. My number is 908-500-1474.
And my number, if you wish to have a private reading or over the phone or in person, just give me a call at 877-ANGEL-02. And also check out my website. I'm very proud of my website, artiehoffman.com, artiehoffman.com. And I have a bunch of YouTubes, and I discuss about life and
they're very good, folks.
Yeah, spirituality, sex, spirituality, more sex, relationships.
And then sex.
There you go. So it's not XXX, though. Talk about sex with my clothes on.
And by himself.
That's right. That's right. Talk about other people. So, any case, we have Annie from California. How you doing, Ann?
Hello.
Hi, Annie. How Hello. Are you?
I'm good. How are you, Sky? How are you, Artie?
Doing very, very good. What is it that's going on here? I'm picking up there's some trouble going on around you.
Well, it was a difficult year, but I think I'm getting better. I think
okay, that's good. What is
better,
it? What is it that you would like to have answered, Anne?
I was thinking if you see long-lasting love relationship for me next year.
Anne, I feel as though you were having issues with a you're a love interest. Am I correct this year?
Yes.
You know what I feel for you? And this is the God's honest truth. I mean, this is what the angels are telling me. I think you need to step back and reevaluate yourself and the type of man you're looking for. I feel as though you're not really sure. You attract one type of person, and it's the wrong type. Does that make sense to you?
Well, I don't know which one, because actually I'm interested in the gentleman that I had hopes to have a relationship, but the other person, there is no hope with the other person, so I'm not sure which one, Artie or Sky. Do you feel that the one that I am interested in, things will work out next year, or they will not?
I'm seeing you. I don't know which one it is, but I'm seeing a business-oriented man. Somebody who works with figures, who's in like a business setting. Does that sound familiar?
The one that is very business oriented, actually, I have no hopes with this person. We have
And the other one?
And the other one, he's not that business oriented, the one that I like and I was hoping things will move forward. He's not that much business oriented.
All right, well, what I'm seeing is I'm seeing you in 2016, you are going to have a very, very loving relationship. And I feel like this person is going to come to you like a windstorm. It's going to happen way out of left field. It's going to be spontaneous. I feel like this person has an accent, all right, like you have an accent. I feel like he's going to really, it's going to be instant attraction for one another. And I feel like you're going to be meeting him during your travels. But the angels, as I'm looking at it, you're going to really step in a big pile of crap. And I mean that in a good way. And you're going to actually find somebody effortlessly. And he's just literally going to fall into your lap. And so I don't want you to like overly stress about it. But the angels are saying that you're going to be in love, and it's going to be
a really good.
Too. So it's going to be very, very good. So you're very fortunate because you don't have to chase and you don't have to try. Just live your life, and with whoever you're with right now, just enjoy the moments without putting an agenda to anything. But you'll see it's going to really manifest.
Now, this man that Artie is talking about, he's a powerful man. He's a powerful man. And like I said,
let me ask you, I'm confused. The man that I'm interested in, I'm not with him at this time. We don't talk at this time. We're in a conflict.
First of all, you're breaking up too much. You're breaking up too much. Okay. I don't know if you're on a bad cell or whatnot or a bad area. You're going to have to step outside or something. But what I'm picking up on is that I don't feel like you've met this person yet.
Right.
And you're going to meet him in the year 2016.
And I feel he's a businessman. I feel he's very powerful. He's got a powerful position. And he's got a lot of integrity. And he's going to bring you a lot of joy. So like Artie said, this is going to be a great, great year for you. But like I said before, he is a different type than you have been used to. Do you understand that?
And you're going to see that you're going to like what you like about him. He has certain old-fashioned ways that's going to bring you security. That's going to make you
simplicity.
Yeah. A very simple person. So you're going to be very lucky. So don't stress out about your love life. Just go through the realms right now, but I feel like whoever you're with right now, your choices right now, they are not the one. So,
right.
But listen, we have to go for a break right now. So, all right, everybody, chill out and take your pee-pee break, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Slow down, you crazy child. You you're so ambitious for a juvenile, but then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so afraid?
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
5 years and my life is still trying to get up that creepy hill of hope for a destination.
All right, everybody. Hope you like that song from the Four Non Blondes. What's up? What's up?
That was a good one because I haven't heard that in so long.
Yeah,
right.
I know. I love it.
What
I love
all
it.
These great songs.
I got to tell you this cute story. I want to share this. There was a girl who was, a part of her sister's wedding. She was the maid of honor. Don't laugh. Wait,
I'm
wait.
Sorry.
So she was the maid of honor, and she's going to her sister's wedding, and she's running a little late. And halfway going to the wedding, she realizes that she forgot her shoes. So she says, "Oh my God!" She goes, "I have to go to the mall. I have to go get myself a pair of shoes." And so she goes, "I know today is going to be a very busy day at the mall, and I know the parking lot's going to be jam packed." And so as soon as she got to the parking lot of the mall, she said a little prayer to God, and she says, "Oh, God, please, please, if you could just do me this one favor." She goes, "If you can open up a parking spot just for me, really close, ASAP, I promise you I will go to church every Sunday for the rest of this year." And just as she said that, a parking spot opened up, and she says, "Oh, never mind, I found a spot."
I love that.
No, okay, I'm good. I found the spot. That's
Did you make that?
No, I actually read that story many years ago.
That was really funny.
And yeah, there's a bunch of little stories.
Yeah, he makes jokes up that you would swear to God that were on television.
Yeah. Oh yeah, there were
He's
other
so
jokes.
Amazing.
Yeah, like what do you call it? I'm going to say a couple of jokes. What do you call it when somebody hasn't had sex in a while? Delayed. Or what do you call it when a girl loves to have spaghetti before and after sex? A prostitute.
That's my favorite. Yeah. I laughed the 10 straight minutes off. Every time I thought of it again,
yeah.
I started laughing. Did you make that up?
Yeah, that one I made up.
Really?
Yeah. Yes.
It's
yes.
So amazing.
So and so I was just telling Sky this past weekend, my daughter, Rebecca, I'm so proud of her, and she graduated Kutztown University, and she got her bachelor's, and now she wants to go for her graduate. She said she's going to take a little break first, and then she's going to go for her graduate, and she wants to become a child psychologist in school. She wants to become a child therapist for kids in school, which I thought was really cool. And so what I said to her, that, you know, even though I'm very supportive of her, I said to her, if you show me a certificate with your graduate school, I said, I will pay for half. She lives with her mom and her stepdad. And I said, but you need to show me that certificate, because I'll be damned if I'm going to shell out a lot of money on a maybe.
That's right.
And so she needs to be responsible for pulling through on her own. And I believe that if your child wants anything, that whatever they're willing to invest, I'm willing to match it. And if they want something bad enough, then they're going to work hard to get it, and then I'll match half. But to give your child everything all the time and they're just doing – whatever, they could be screwing around or, you know, what school, whatever it is, but they need to be responsible and to pull through. Unless if your child is taking all these extensive courses where they don't have time to breathe, that's a little different. If your child is going for engineering or their doctorate, or, you know, they're taking on a lot of courses, you know, that's a lot to take on for a kid.
It is.
So, you know, so like I said, so when you have a child that is like overextended with schoolwork and they're pulling in really good grades, then, hey, listen, you know, you got to support them for who they are. And I believe in supporting your child with their grades. If they're like just so-so with school, I'm not into like spending thousands, tens of thousands of dollars on a maybe, or I'll figure it out when I, you know, when I go through college and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I have a hard time with that. I really do, you know, and then a lot of times people end up getting their certificate for college of whatever degree, and then they don't even use it. They totally
right.
go in a different direction, you know? And so, you know, I know every single circumstance is different, but, you know, it is what it is.
No, you're right. You know, it's, you know.
But hold on with that because we have to go to a commercial break.
Okay.
All right. So stick around, everybody. We got one more segment to go. We're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Financial planning is upon us, where it is just as important to focus on your inner wealth game as it is your outer wealth game. Would you like to be in the forefront of this new groundbreaking financial movement? Lynn Brown, award-winning financial planner, energy coach, and international radio host, will share real, actionable money wisdom infused with empowering tips, fear-busting exercises, and money-growing magnetism. Are you ready to create your fully financially healthy life? Join Lynn for this free 2-hour full spectrum financial planning workshop in Bellevue, Washington on January 12th from 6 to 8 p.m. Register by January 5th as space is limited and will fill up fast. Call in today at 425-372-4749. That's 425-372-4749. Light food and beverages will be included. See you there.
Siegel, co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
1230 WBLQ.
Close your eyes.
beautiful song.
Follow my heart, call on the memories, here in the dark. Play, Ryan.
We'll let the magic take us away, back to the feelings we shared when they played in the still. Precious hours we know can't survive, but love's all that matters while the past is alive. Now and for always, till time disappears, we'll hold each other whenever.
You bet. Now that's what I'm talking about, Chico.
Beautiful.
That's what I'm talking about. That's beautiful. I love that song.
I'm a big
50s doo-wop. Hey, listen, everybody, listen up. Now, if you feel like you're in a relationship where you're not getting the respect that you deserve, or you're not getting the appreciation you deserve, or you feel like you're trying too hard, don't play yourself as a victim, whether it be at work or whether it be at home or whatever. Don't play yourself as a victim. Put yourself in the power position and do what's necessary either to correct the problem or find another place so that you don't have to just keep on putting up with whatever it is you're not satisfied with.
Yes.
All right? Because playing yourself as a victim, why are you doing that to yourself? It's just not their fault. It's also your fault. Because you're playing this character role, all right? And it's not making you happy. And the whole thing about life is about being happy. So, you know, make healthy choices that's going to serve your higher good, that's going to put you in a healthy position. Allow yourself to speak your truth, to speak your mind. And if the other person is not taking your feelings into consideration, you have a choice. Either you could stay with it and keep on putting up with the crap and just, you know, woe is me, or you make the changes that are necessary and move on with your life.
Yeah, but you know, that's very easily said, and I agree with 1,000% of what you said. But there are so many women, especially out there that have children, that know if they do leave their spouses because they are victims, what's going to happen is the children will suffer.
But you want to know something? You have to set up everything behind the scenes, emotionally, legally, financially, physically, find out your support system and do what you have to do. But to stay stuck, I'm sorry, I don't agree with it.
I agree with you.
And you deal with it. And you deal with it. And, you know, don't allow fear to be your factor as far as to live your life. It's a terrible way to live your life. And again, stuff like this, this is what creates a lot of affairs. And, you know, so it's like, you know, you have a choice, you know, and so you're waiting for God's hand to come down into your life or miracles to happen that all of a sudden your partner is going to change, and they're not going to change. You're the one that has to change. You're the one that has to make decisions. And so long as you're setting up your life to know that there's another island or another dream or another goal that you're going to, I could deal with this crap for now, knowing that it's only temporary. But to play your life as a life sentence and you're playing yourself as a victim, I don't agree with. But Sky, we have to wrap up. It's already at that time.
I can't believe it. It went so quickly.
It went very quickly. What's your phone number if somebody wants to get a private reading from you?
My number is 908-500-1474, and call, make an appointment, or we can just do it over the phone or Skype it, whatever way you want. It's still the same.
That's right. Whatever. And my number is 877-ANGEL-02. Also check out artiehoffman.com, artiehoffman.com. And I also have a bunch of YouTube videos that you'll like. So, hey, listen, everybody, we wish you a happy and a healthy holiday.
Yes.
For you and your family.
God bless.
All our love to you.
Yes.
May, from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless you with lots of love, health, happiness, and prosperity. And may the angels always guide you and fulfill your dreams. Don't ever stop believing in God. Don't ever give up your faith. Don't ever stop asking the angels for their help. They're always there for you. Okay.
Yes. And for this holiday season, I wish you all a beautiful blessing. Whatever faith or denomination you are, I wish that you get everything you want. And that's not always monetary. It's on a soul level. And we wish you love, peace, happiness, and all your dreams come true.
And I just want you to know, I asked Santa Claus for this year. I said, "Dear Santa, can I please have a list of all your naughty girls?" All right. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit artiehoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.